find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. As we continue that theme of Christ being a good shepherd, we recognize that we have a faithful God. What a faithful God have I. What a faithful God have we. Do you know that faithful God for yourself today? That God who is faithful even in these difficult times, the God who is with you in your home right now, he's with us in this building right now. God is faithful and never lets us down. Over the last 8 days, we've been having a time of prayer and fasting in the church, and people have been praying and interceding for the life of the church. And it felt such an important time to do it. And it's great to have had people praying through the night last Saturday night. And we had a whole night of prayer going on with people faithfully praying. We had the launch of the service, launch of it on the Saturday evening. And we've been hearing about how people have been really praying. And I just want to share a few of the things that people have uploaded online about the week of prayer and what they believe God was saying to us. Someone placed just that simple word, be still and know that I am God. In our busyness and in our trying to understand all the latest rules and trying to get a grip on things. Have you struggled with that? What's being said? That sense of be still and know God. God is faithful. We were referred to verses like the Valley of Dry Bones. Can these bones live? Yes, there will be life. There will be life coming back. And God will revive his people. Let the joy of the Lord be our strength, said another person. The sense of knowing God and him being our strength through this difficult time. Somebody else wrote, as we experience the ups and downs of our emotions as the pandemic continues and feel overwhelmed, Psalm 42 reminds us to keep turning to God with our worries, fears, and anxieties. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God. That sense of even when we are feeling down, put our hope in God. We were reminded that we should care for one another in love. And that we are the body and Jesus Christ the head. He will not let harm come over us, even better than we care for our physical bodies. Christ will care for us. And we've also had that we should not ignore the Holy Spirit. As the Holy Spirit speaks to his church, we should respond. Somebody else wrote this. This has been a time of desert and isolation. But God is able to build a mighty army from a pile of disconnected bones. He brings each individual back together and restores them to life. And gives hope and direction where there are struggles. He restores what has been taken away by the dry times. This is for individuals, the church, and the outreach of the meeting place. God is still on the throne. Let's come to him in prayer. as you have spoken to your church, may we respond. And may we be hearers of your word. Lord, we were reminded of those words from Billy Graham at the beginning of the service that we should put our trust in Jesus Christ, because when the rest of the world fails and crumbles and shatters, Jesus Christ will still be there. And to you, Lord, afresh, we put our trust in you today. Lord, come into our midst. Come into this church in a new way. Come into our homes in a new way. Lord, may we be open to recognizing you and putting our faith in you again. Lord, in a world that feels chaotic and disrupted, we know that we have a firm foundation. Lord, we give ourselves to you for your glory. Amen. As we're thinking about the week of prayer, after this service, there is going to be some prayer stations on the car park, which is being done in a COVID safe way. And those in the church may not want to rush away, but just spend a bit of time praying through the stations. We'll say a bit more about that towards the end. And those who are watching at home, you may want to come down. I think it's running till 2, 3. I was checking for Vicky, who was up in the gallery, and she showed the right number of fingers to me. To 3 o'clock. So if you want to come down any time and just spend a bit of time in prayer, it will be COVID secure. It will be outside. It just gives you a moment to spend time with God in response to what God is saying. Because before the throne of God above, we have a strong and perfect plea.
Earthly Tabernacle. Rutherford? Okay, thank you. It's one of the things you just need to do is to make sure you're starting on time. Hello and welcome. Welcome to each one of you here in the building and upstairs. It's great to have you. Thank you. Yes. Ben is waving to me. I got told off last week by someone who said you went on stage and you didn't wave. So I apologise. I see what happens. You have a few weeks off and you forget to wave. So it's lovely to have you back with us. It's lovely to have you online and joining with us as we come to the end of our week of prayer and fasting. A week where we have been called to repent. A week where we've been called to consecrate ourselves, to give a focused time to God. Have you been listening? Or have you only been asking? Have you sought out his face? Or have you just assumed that whatever you do, he'll be there? Well, of course he will, but what we've been called to do is to seek his face, to put him first once again. How's the week been? Has God challenged you to do something new? Not just maybe this week, but in the weeks to come. Maybe God's been challenging you to do something in a new area of ministry or a new thing in your workplace or in your home or with those that you are meeting week by week. I know things are really difficult at the moment when we can't gather and meet in the same way, but we are meeting people, whether that's through the phone or through social media or just as we go about our daily lives. God is always wanting to use us in each and every one of those ways. Maybe as you've been seeking God this week, he's challenged you. He's challenged me. He's challenged us about the way that we are living. Has he spoken to you? How have you responded to that? Maybe this week has been that first opportunity where maybe you have prayed and fasted. Maybe you have fasted from food for the first time ever. Maybe you fasted from another part of your life that you have done. Maybe you've instead of spending time looking at social media or watching a television program or picking up your favorite book or the book that you've been reading, you've used that time as a fasting and of coming to God. We were challenged at the start of the prayer launch to think about fasting in different ways, because not everyone can fast from food. How has it been for you? What has God been saying? We've already heard about some of the responses that have come in this week. What has God been saying to you? I know what God has been saying to me, but what has God been saying to you? Has this last week touched you? Has it touched us as a church? The title of our service this morning is Consumer to Deep Discipleship, Subject to the King. That's what our theme has been as we've come to the end of our week of prayer. And if we think about that, I want to ask you this morning, are you a consumer? Are you being a consumer? And perhaps right at the start of this kind of time together, I'm going to almost be bold and say, if you've been left unmoved this week, if you've not responded to this wonderful opportunity that we have had this week in prayer and in fasting to God, if you've allowed that to go by, if you've not engaged even in one part of this last week, if you've not done anything different over the last 8 days that you have done over the last 8 years, 8 months, 8 weeks, however long you or short time you've been a Christian, I'm going to ask you, does that make you maybe just a consumer rather than a disciple? We are called to be disciples, and yet we have developed a habit where we have become consumers of what is on offer, and not a disciple, and not a follower, and not someone who is allowing their lives to be changed. Leviticus 20 verse 7 said, consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow me. I am the Lord who makes you holy. If we've allowed this last 8 days to go by and you've not responded and not turned to God during that time, has that made you a consumer in your faith rather than a follower and a disciple of what God is calling us to do? This verse from Leviticus 20 verse 7 is set in that whole of the book of Leviticus, which is full of the whole list of laws. If any of us have read it recently, we know it's about the do's and the don'ts of following God as God's people. It tells you what's going to happen if you don't keep the commands, if you don't follow the laws. And in the midst of all of that is this little verse. Consecrate yourselves and be holy, because I am the Lord your God. Keep my decrees and follow them. I am the Lord who makes you holy. As disciples of God, we are called to follow him. We are called to learn and to grow in our knowledge and our faith and our journey with God. And why? Because God is holy and he wants us to respond. A few weeks ago, well actually it was back in July, I was preaching from Joshua chapter 3, and it was about, as the people of Israel were about to cross the River Jordan, we looked at verse 5, which said, Joshua told the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And it was that verse and the verse from the passage that Ian preached on the following week that prompted this whole sense that we need to turn back to God, to offer ourselves, to consecrate ourselves, to maybe ask for forgiveness from the past, to offer what we can to God. And that's what has prompted this last 8 days of prayer and of fasting. And so we should. If we were being faithful and following that call of God on our lives as a church and on our lives as individuals, have wanted to engage with this last 8 days. That's part of our discipleship, not part of just being a consumer, just taking what we want and leaving the rest on one side. If we look at this passage, we will see what worship for the people of Israel was looking like. It talks about the earthly tabernacle. It talks about the temple and what it needed to contain. It talks about the ministries of the priest and of the high priest and how all those duties and responsibilities should be carried out. It talks about how all these things were functioning and had to function in order to be faithful to God and to follow God's commands. And then it says, until Christ came and ripped away the temple veil. Because when Christ came, he ripped away the temple veil. He entered that most holy place once and for all. And as it says in verse 12, he was the sacrifice for us all. He was the sacrifice for you. And 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 for me. He was our sacrifice. And all of us, if we accept that and we believe that and we've come to him, we have that promise of the result of the sacrifice. We have the promise of eternal life, a hope and a future for things to come because of his willingness to die on the cross. As his followers, as his believers, we have the opportunity to open our hearts. When we prayed that prayer of repentance, we would have received the Holy Spirit. And hopefully we will be walking with God. But where are we on that journey? Many of us will be praying regularly. Many of us will be reading our Bibles regularly. We'll be giving financially. We'll be joining here on a Sunday or online to worship and hear God's word preached. And we'll be doing all of that as we juggle our day lives, our family lives, our working lives, our commitments, our health complications, and all the things that burden us in our day-to-day lives. And all of that will be filling our hearts and our lives, and we'll be saying to God, what more do you want from wants what he always wants. He wants to take us deeper in our relationship with him. He doesn't want us just to take and take and take. He wants us to journey and to be a disciple and to grow in our faith and knowledge. That's why it talks about in the title for today, a consumer to deep discipleship, subject to the King. Are we subject to the King? I don't know how any of you go and do your food shopping, whether you're an online clicker and it comes delivered to your door, or whether you like to go in and collect your shopping from whichever supermarket you buy from. I don't know if you're the kind of person that goes in with a list and you only buy the things on the list, or whether you drift your way around the supermarket or whatever might be being thrown up as a promotional offer on the online order. And you think, yeah, I fancy a bit of that. Oh, and maybe one of those. Oh, yeah, and I'll have something of that as well. Maybe you're the kind of person that always visits the same supermarket and you really know exactly where everything is and you're completely thrown when you go to a different supermarket or they change the order around. Or maybe you're the kind of person that just wanders, just sees what takes your fancy. Maybe if you are the kind of person who follows the same pattern, and weren't you thrown when the one-way system was introduced because you don't normally go down that aisle? But maybe if you are the kind of person that does their shopping in the same way and you click on the same items week by week, the only thing that's different is how much you're charged, because the prices go up and down. And don't they always seem to go more up than down? Or perhaps you're caught up with that word special offer, that word new. It might be new flavor, a new taste, a new product that's been launched. All of us, perhaps whether we're spontaneous or whether we're kind of following the same old pattern, all of us have something in common. However we shop, we're all got something in common. We are all viewed by the supermarkets and by the marketing agencies as consumers. We consume what is on offer. We buy what there is. We take things off the shelf. And the problem, of course, course, is when we do that with our faith too. When we have our same attitude, what can I get out of this? Not what can I offer. If our patterns and our lives and the way that we journey with God is the same now as it was 5 years ago or 50 years ago or however long or short a time it has been, then maybe we haven't allowed God to challenge us and to move us into just discovering something fresh about how God wants to relate to us. It's one of the things that I think we've been really challenged about in this whole new world that we're in. How many of you are sitting at home and actually you don't think you actually even want to come back to church because it's quite comfortable sitting at home? We've developed a habit, and it's so quick, isn't it, to develop a habit, and not necessarily a positive and a healthy habit. Is that what really God wants in our lives and for the way that we worship God? All of us have an opportunity to worship and follow God as a disciple. The choices that we make are the choices, hopefully, that are being made with God at the center and not self at the center. Maybe you feel prompted, maybe in a daily day walk with in your life, whatever you're doing, you suddenly think, oh, I need to pray for that person. They've just kind of come to mind and you thought, yeah, I'll pray for them. I'll pray for them later when I'm not so busy. Or maybe you kind of going through your day and think, oh, I meant to send a card of encouragement to so-and-so. I'll do it later. But you forget. Or you see a book and someone recommends a book and you think, oh, yeah, I'll pick that up, and you buy it and you put it on your shelf, but it remains unopened because you're not really that bothered. How many of these opportunities where God is perhaps stirring us and we think and we respond, but then we just leave it on one side. We don't follow it through. We're become that consumer rather than that disciple, wanting, where God's wanting to take us deeper into him. In the passage, in verses 6 to 10, there's that real sense of the routines that were in place that were needed to keep worship going, that enable the daily pattern of following God to continue. And then, as it says in verse 11, then Christ has Christ come over this last week and touched you in a fresh way? Has Christ come and spoken to you and given you a verse and really challenged you or challenged you in an area of your life? When Christ comes, things change. Things are transformed. Christ is the Lamb of God, the ultimate sacrifice, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Christ comes and things change if we allow him to come in. If we allow ourselves to be subject to the King, are we subject to the King in our lives today? It's all of us. The challenge is for all of us. Have we invited Christ to come afresh into our lives today or this week or this year or any time recently? Are we a consumer? Or are we subject to the King and wanting to explore this deeper relationship with God? If you were watching last Sunday evening, you will have known that the title last Sunday was, Are We Going Through the Motions? Because if we are, if we're just going in and out and everything's the same, do you know we are missing out on so much more? There are certain things that certainly seem to appeal when life is busy. I have to tell you that the prospect of retirement is looking quite nice at the moment. It's a long way to go, but you know, it's that sense of something different to come. But I know from talking to so many people that the prospect, when they get to that point of retirement, they're so busy, they can't imagine how they ever fitted work in. Life is busy. All of us are living busy lives. And perhaps we're thinking today, I don't know what else I can do to change. God has got all of me. And maybe he has. And thank God that he has. Thank God that we are on that journey of discipleship and we are continuing to grow. And maybe what we are doing is what God is wanting us to do in our daily lives, day in, day out. You know your own journey with God. Maybe you are walking with him and he's taking you deeper. And for that, I give thanks and I praise him. But maybe if we're missing out on those prompts, if we're missing out on the Spirit asking us to do something or challenging us to change, or he's wanting us to pick our Bibles up or spend more time with prayer, and we think we'll do it later and then we forget, we're not growing deeper as a disciple. We're stuck in the way that we've always been. And that's what I mean when I say that our habits are hard to break but easy to form. In order to keep something going, we have to develop a habit. We have to develop a sense of needing to live rhythmically. For some of us, at our hearts, we are selfish. We are judgmental. We are self-absorbed. There are other habits in our lives that perhaps no one else is aware of, but we're not subject to the King in them. And it's those habits and those patterns of behavior that God so often is wanting to challenge us about. And maybe that's what he's been doing in your lives this week. I don't know. But God knows. And you know. But there is a sense of learning to live rhythmically. I think there is something that's important and that we can look at in other traditions and in other denominations about that sense of living a habitual life. Not to bring around a routine and a mundaneness, but to realize that through the routines and the regularities, our habits are ones where God is able to work. I've said before, I said it last week, I shall continue to say it. That's why I found the prayer course so helpful that we looked at earlier in the summer. Because I was reimagined and refreshed about all that we can learn through prayer. If you had the email last week, there were some new ways to pray. I don't know if any of you chose to look at them this week. If you did, fantastic. I hope they blessed you. If they didn't, pick your email back up or ask for a copy of them and maybe be refreshed and reimagined about a prayer life and afresh with God if you've been struggling. When we started the character course this last week, if those of you who picked up the challenge and are working with it and will be expected to give our responses when we meet again this week, you will know there's a need to be living rhythmically this week, to set aside a set time in order to turn to God. And if you've not joined the character course, it's not too late. As Hayley said, we have that opportunity to do that journey together and to learn more about God week by week. One sense of living rhythmically means that we can keep God at our heart, God at the center of all that we do. There is a value and a sense of having a set time to keep and to turn to God. Yes, we need to be spontaneous. Yes, we need to be open to what the Spirit may be saying to us through the day, but don't just drift through our days and when we remember, turn to God. Develop that pattern and that habit in order to enable us to grow deeper in our discipleship with God. There is an opportunity after the service. There's an opportunity for those of you who are at home to come this afternoon and just to engage in three different ways. Each one of those ways might not be something that you want to do all three. There might be just one area or two. But there's the opportunity this afternoon to come and repent and to say sorry to God, to break the chains of the past. That was one of the things that came in last week. How do we break the chains of the past? There is the opportunity this afternoon to do that as we come through the prayer station and to ask God to forgive us and to draw a line under what happened in the past and to go forward afresh living with him. We have the opportunity at one of the prayer stations this afternoon to offer ourselves in thanks or to thank God for something that he has done in our lives or in the lives of someone else or in the way that he has given thanks. There's an opportunity to respond as we offer our thanks back to God, to give our praise to God on one of the prayer stations. And there's also the opportunity at the prayer station There's only three. To offer and consecrate ourselves afresh to God today. Maybe for some of us that's the opportunity just to say to God, I've heard what it is you're challenging me to do. I want to grow deeper in my relationship with you. God can speak to us in so many different ways. Maybe we want to say, Father God, I want to offer this or that or the other to you. We have all of those opportunities to do that in the prayer stations this afternoon. But I know for some of you that's not going to work. We're all different people, aren't we? For some of us, we find it helpful to come and to kind of come and kind of engage in a visible way, in a physical way with God. But for others, we need to do it quietly. We need to do it in our hearts or in our homes or in response. And so we're going to do that as we listen to a song in a moment. The words of the song start with, come as you are. And that is who we are, isn't it? We can come. And God can use us how we are to become the people he wants us to be. We can come as a group of people and a group of believers here as a church. And together we can do something amazing because God can lead us into doing something amazing. It's one of the areas we were talking about, wasn't it, this week and praying for was the meeting place. But also in our church meeting next week, together we can do so much. God can instill us and excite us and envision us as to what the future will hold. A number of months ago, Neil shared at our leadership team meeting how together, if we stand shoulder to shoulder, we are strong. But when one or other of us are missing, we are the weaker. Together, as a group of believers, we can be strong and make a difference in this town and in the lives of those that we meet. But if we opt out, if we're a consumer, if we fail to stand alongside one another, then not only do we miss out, not only do the people that God wants us to touch miss out, but God misses out too. God wants free reign in our lives. He wants to take us on this journey of discovery. Don't leave this service. Don't leave this place as a consumer, but offer yourselves through this song or through the prayer station and say to God, here I am. I'm offering myself to you. The week of prayer may be over after today, but the journey with God continues. How will you respond? You have the opportunity to do that in our next song, quietly in your hearts, in your homes, wherever you may be, as we listen to Come As You Are. Amen.
Let us pray. And Lord, we give ourselves to you. Forgive us for the times we have been consumers and not disciples. When we've come for what we could take rather than what we can give. For what will make us happy rather than what would honour you. And Lord, now we just pray in this service as we come towards a conclusion that we'll renew our relationship and our trust in you. Holy Spirit, speak into our lives. Speak into our very being. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So you notice Vicky has disappeared from the lectern, and those of you in the church also know she's disappeared from the church. She's gone outside to start setting up the prayer stations. So let me just remind you what she said. That there are three stations. Firstly, an act of dedication and thanks. And that one, you're going to be able to just spend a few moments giving thanks to God and undertaking. And there will be instructions on each of the stations what you can do. The second one is an act of repentance and the breaking of the chains. And at this one, there will be a moment where you can just let go and let the chains be broken that are holding you where you are. And there will also be a person there who will pray for you if you wish. And the third one, an act of consecration, giving ourselves and consecrating ourselves to God. These stations will be open immediately after the service or as soon as Vicky's got them ready, and they will run till 3 o'clock in the car park. Please do stay behind if you're in the worship this morning in the church, or come down any time up to 3 o'clock and be a part of that. Can I just remind you to remain socially distanced even when you're in a prayer station? Our car park is seen, and we want to be a good testimony to our community as well, to show that actually we're wanting the best for the community. So just keep your distance from people and let some space occur before you go in. Our final hymn this morning is that great hymn, "Crown Him with Many Crowns, the Lamb upon the Throne." And so may the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit be with us all this day and forevermore. Amen. Piece of music will now play as we finish our service, which just reminds us that song, "Jesus, Be the Center."